It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live. Sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Members, friends, and players, good afternoon and welcome to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart, and I'll be here entertaining you on this Friday afternoon. It's beautiful out, so thank you for tuning in to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. You know, folks, you can listen anywhere online at 920thejersey.com. Just hit that Listen Live button. And Al Brooks, good afternoon.
Sir.
Friday.
Good.
Friday afternoon, man.
It is finally here.
Yeah, and we got the sun.
Finally.
Even in February.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
So the gopher was probably right, you know?
I think so.
But you know what? Hey, we have a guest in the first segment today. Right. And when I think of our very special guest today, it puts me in a very specific state of mind. So before we bring him on, let's set the mood.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier when the morning comes.
You know, our guest today, he's an innovator, a filmmaker, a journalist, a comedian, and a man who is making golf interesting again. I'd like to welcome to Springdale Golf Live, Mr. Eric Anders Lang. Eric, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm really good after that introduction, I'll be honest with you. And I've never had a song paired with it that really, you know, makes me smile like that. So thank you.
Well, I tell you, when I watch your... I'm so glad that you answered that way, or you brought that up, because honest to God, when I watch your content online, being a longtime PGA professional and a slave to the game, you make me happy because you bring out such a fun side to the game, and you make it so approachable for everyone that... You know, every week we do a song of the week, and thank you very much to Marshmello and Bastille for giving us Happier this week, our song of the week, and there's always a theme behind it, and our theme this week is you and fun and your content and what you're doing to grow the game of golf. So this, I couldn't think of a better song, so I couldn't said it better myself. You're awesome, man. We love it. We love it.
Man, I mean, I really appreciate that, dude. Thank you. I think, you know, the idea of being happier on a golf course is, I think, what I'm excited to discuss with you, because I think that's one of the things that, you know, it's kind of that Fabergé egg. It's like the Russian Krupe dolls, you know, where it's like, it's so deep inside that it takes us a long time to really get to that place where we realize what's the most important takeaway from the game of golf, you know?
Well, I think we all have our own, right? But you're right. To get inside of that onion, you know, to peel back all those layers, and you cry until you get there, right? Until you get to the center. But exactly your point. Now, for those of you that don't know Eric Anders Lang, okay, and believe it or not, he grew up in New Jersey, right? So a great hometown product here to New Jersey and our market here that's listening today and our listeners of Springdale Golf Live. Eric, give me a little background on who you are, what you've been up to, for those of you that may not have heard your name.
Yeah, well, I grew up off of 287 there, in between 287 and 78, in the small, quaint town of Madison, New Jersey. As a kid there, I hated it, but now that I'm gone, I miss it. The East Coast has a piece of my heart. I didn't play golf. In fact, I disliked it without ever having tried it until the age of 30, when my brother finally convinced me to try it with him. He's my older brother, you know, my first kind of mentor in life. And basically fell in love with the game overnight. As a documentary filmmaker, I quickly turned my cameras on the game of golf. And, you know, through some bobs and weaves, I ended up basically directing and hosting and creating a YouTube show for the PGA Tour called Adventures in Golf, which wasn't that big of a leap for me because I love to travel and I love to meet people. And, you know, I was always in a conversation with someone I didn't know. And this basically turned into the creative for Adventures in Golf, and now we just finished up our third season, and it's on YouTube now.
Now, I have my spies all over the country that help me out here on Springdale Golf Live, and one of them saw your presentation the other day, and they said it was so infectious, and you were down at the Ocean Reef Club in Key Largo, Florida, and you were presenting in front of all the sponsors of the PGA of America, and I can tell you this much, as a PGA professional, I don't wear a lot of blue blazers, and I'm constantly on the phone with them live here on the radio, giving them suggestions on how we can do more of the things that you do, right? But I heard your presentation was just awesome. For my listeners, could you give them a little idea of what you were talking to that traditional country club audience? What mission were you trying to get across to them?
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, Keith, it's both exciting and terrifying that you know about that event because it was very small. But it was a fun opportunity, basically, to go down and speak about. I had an open canvas, really. The gist of the conversation was go back to the time when you never played golf and imagine how frightening and confusing it was to show up to your local course. You know, how do you get the balls out of the ball bin? How do you find a spot on the driving range? I can't tee a ball up in this like, you know, plastic AstroTurf. Oh, that's because you need to go inside and pay for a tee. It's a dollar rental. Da, da, da. There are so many, little tiny traditions that are very, take a long time to get. And for me as a newcomer to golf, like, no one held my hand. And looking back on it, I'm just glad I stayed because this game has changed my life. It's given me my life. I'm sure that just like you, Keith and Al, and all the other great people that are, you know, holding up the game of golf, like we're at the front of a concert, you know, like we're there holding it up. And to think that maybe some of us wouldn't have gotten there because of maybe someone not being as welcoming as, you know, we could be, right? I think of golf, like imagine if everybody who played golf was a member of the same private club. And then when you're out and about in the world, we all tell each other, look, you have a responsibility as a golfer to represent the game of golf in a welcoming and kind and positive way. So, you know, we could easily flip back to a news event like someone, you know, scraping up the greens because of a foul mood. Like, that's a bad example. And, I mean, everyone's going to agree with that. But, you know, even out from that, just when you wear a hat that has a golf brand on it, I would request that we all – you know, explore the idea of being a good golfing example to the world and withhold the traditions of the game that began hundreds of years ago. And basically the end of the talk was basically reach out to that person on the range who looks like they have no idea what's going on, or reach out to the person who's playing slow in front of you. And instead of playing through, why don't you invite them to join? Like, are they really going to come out and, you know, are they really going to be upset at you for playing as a five-some if one of you is your first or 10th round? I don't think so.
Well, I tell you, first of all, I think we all need to kind of hold back our inner Sergio these days. So I love the sentiment that you're giving me there. And folks, we're here online with Eric Anders Lang. And Eric is a filmmaker. He does adventures in golf. They're out on YouTube. He's on Instagram. And he is just an awesome golf personality. Now, I have this conversation with people all the time in the golf business, and I talk about how golf to me is the only marketplace that caters to five different generations. So I have young children, they're 9 and 11, they would be like centennials, and then our parents' parents or our grandparents would be like traditionalists, and all, you know, and all the millennials and the Xers and the baby boomers in between. There's five generations there of people that we need to connect with in golf. And it seems to me, as I've done my research before we got the talk today, that you're really in tune with the Xers and the millennials, right? So how are you connecting so well with this next generation, this digital generation?
You know, it's funny. We were talking about this the other day somewhere. I think we were on a plane or something. And I realized that being born in 1981, currently 38 years old, I actually exist, I think, in between two generations. And we were kind of laughing because I think that actually does have some type of strange benefit, which is that, you know, I grew up with film, but I also grew up with a cell phone. And so that basically allows me to kind of, I think, you know, I'm not trying to critique myself too much or figure it out too much, but, you know, it's like thinking about the top of your swing while you're in it. but, you know, I do believe that has something to do with it, right? It's and because, you know, I mean, I'm sure, Keith, like, you know, like your message is very authentic. What you guys do, like you live the game. You called yourself a slave to the game. I mean, I would identify completely. I think, you know, whenever I'm thinking about how to describe my feelings about the game, whether it's Instagram, YouTube, podcast, whatever, Twitter, it's really just basically how do I feel about it. And I think that the thing I was kind of just hinting at is it's kind of sort of a mistake that it happens to connect with sort of multiple different audiences, because, you know, I mean, I'm that kind of person that I deeply respect the rules of the game and the traditions of the game and all that stuff. And I don't mind putting on a collared shirt as casual as I am. I don't mind wearing a belt. I've actually amassed a bit of a belt collection from my travels. But at the same time, I mean, I just like going out to the par 3 course and, you know, wearing whatever. I don't know if that really answers your question, but.
Well, I think, you know, as long as you're genuine and authentic, people are going to understand the way that you come across when they hear you today. See, radio's theater of the mind, and you're very descriptive in the way that you talk about how you present your own perspective on the game. And this is one of the things that intrigued me about you. And I'd heard about you 6-7 weeks ago, and I've been doing my homework, and then we found a way to connect. And you and I share a look through the same kaleidoscope when we see the game and where it needs to go. And I'm connecting with a young, new, next generation digital consumer, and so are you. And I just think I just wanted to trade best practices. You know, one of the things is that right now, you know, content is king. And let's say that you had a clean slate and money was no object. What kind of golf content would you create to help sell the game? Because the PGA Tour, the PGA of America, everyone's listening. Discovery Golf, NBC Universal, they're all listening to us, and they all want to know what we need to do. So let's tell them. Let's you and I come up with a strategy today. What kind of content could you and I create if money was no object? What would you do?
I'm smiling widely right now because I love thinking like this. You know, this is the way that we need to think, because ultimately the larger brands don't have the flexibility, right? I do know that I can't answer that question like in a detailed fashion, but I do know that.
Don't go detailed.
The way I would do it is, what did you say? Go detailed?
No, don't, definitely don't go detailed. You know, just, you know what? You and I could talk about what we're really going to do after the fact, right? But give everybody a quick trailer right now, you know, like Be the Balls trailer.
Right. Well, what I would say is that the wonderful opportunity that I've had, right? So I started making Adventures in Golf. I was really blessed to basically be able to make whatever show I wanted without having any real, like, buckets to fill, right? I just made the show. We got an airline sponsor that came in after the fact. They support the show. It's on the planes. You know, that's wonderful, right? I didn't have to do any salesmanship. I just was able to make the show I wanted to make. Now, that's a very unusual situation, I've learned. Now, in my third year, right, we've launched our own YouTube channel where I'm treating that literally like a scratch piece of paper, and we're experimenting. I'm seeing what works. I'm seeing what people respond to. I can tell literally what age group is watching a video and how long they're watching it for and what they're doing before and after they watch it. So really, I think the best way to answer that question is put as much focus and investment on experimentation. And that's been really valuable to us right now. I think the other thing is, for my own business plan, is spend as much money as you've got. You know what I mean? The only investment that's really important to me right now is this experiment, right? And that's really, I think, I can see so many ways. Like, me and my partner, Evan, have so many ideas about how to deal with live golf, how to deal with, like, a golf show. Like why there's so much great content out there all over sports networks and Lifetime networks and Science networks. But yet, it doesn't really make it into golf. And I think part of the problem with that ultimately is that, and I really don't want this to come off like I'm patting myself on the back, but a lot of people start in golf and then try to make entertainment. That's unfortunately the wrong way to do it. That would be like going into a restaurant because you owned a building. The problem is you need to start as a chef, a.k.a. a filmmaker, and then when you come to golf, then you're able to actually breathe some flavor into the dish that you're making, which is a 10-minute episode on golf. Again, I really don't want that to be something that's like making myself sound great, because I would love to personally have a lot of people doing this. I would love for it to be just like flooded with amazing golf content left, right, and center. But unfortunately, a lot of the golf content is owned and created by large brands that, you know, don't really have their finger on the pulse of what good content is.
Well, you know, good news or bad news, Springdale Golf Live isn't large or large enough, like a cruise ship, that it takes, you know, me 3 miles to turn. So, you know, we're going to collaborate on something, because I love your stuff.
I can't wait.
It's going to be so good. Now, before we run into break here, there's a tradition I have with all my guests. And the best thing about content is getting to know people, right? Getting to know their personal side. So I'm known, and infamously probably, for doing a little rapid fire Q&A. With my guests, and you know, certainly we're gonna have some fun here. I hope you're game. For you game for this?
100%.
All right, awesome. All right, so whatever pops into your mind, give me an answer, and we're on live radio, so keep it clean for me. All right, ready?
Okay, you got it.
Up first, ready? Elvis or the Beatles?
Elvis.
Morning or evening person?
Morning.
Augusta or Pine Valley?
Neither.
Ooh, all right, here we go. Adult beverage, clear or colored?
Ooh, clear.
All right. Golf, walk or ride?
Walking.
Shawshank or Caddyshack?
Caddyshack.
Any tattoos?
Yes.
All right. Tiger win a major this year?
Oh, I hope so.
All right. Your lips to God's ears, right? Who's a bigger prima donna, Sergio or Patrick Reed?
Sergio.
Describe yourself in two words.
Have fun.
If you could travel to another time, like another decade, which one would you land in?
Any rules? Any decade? Any century?
Any century, any decade.
It could be about 1490. Is that when golf was invented?
Yeah, you, the Vikings, the Shepherds, everybody, right? Yeah, film the whole thing, right? If you had a spirit animal, what would it be?
A raccoon.
Interesting. All right, I love this guy. Finish this.
I don't know why. I just said it. You told me not to think.
You got it. All right, one last one. Finish this sentence. When I dance, I look like
an idiot.
Hey, you know what, Eric Anders Lang, you are very, very far from how you look when you dance. All right, you are an amazing golf personality. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show today. You've been awesome, and you know what, you have definitely made my listeners' day happier. So thanks for being here, and you and I are going to be in touch soon because you are way too much fun.
I can't wait. You know, I can say the same for you guys. Thanks. That was a lot of fun. And yeah, look forward to the future. Thank you.
All right. Take care now, Eric, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Well, there you go, Al Brooks. It's 3:15 here in Princeton, folks. 12:15 for our friends down in Pebble Beach. Thanks for listening to Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
The New Jersey Golf Foundation, the charitable arm of the NJPGA section, is committed to positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf. With a focus on three core pillars, youth, military, and special needs, the NJGF delivers dynamic programming under the guidance of PGA professionals so individuals from all backgrounds can experience the game of golf in a welcoming environment. To support the NJGF or learn more about programs and special events, visit njgolffoundation.org. That's njgolffoundation.org. Let's get back on course as Springdale Golf Live continues on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Once again, Keith Stewart.
Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I want to raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, but know that means I'll have to leave.
Welcome back to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart. You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
No, that means I'll have to leave.
Al, lately I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. I don't know if you could tell, Al, but Eric Anders Lang just put me in a really good mood.
I think you're much better off for the second half than the start. Yeah, it went really smoothly.
You know, I tell you. Yeah, you know, is as the
your rapid fire. I love it.
Well, you know, as the director of fun, he brought out my inner raccoon. You know, it's just
I thought you had him stumped on one, but
yeah. Well, you know what? It's interesting because if you watch his work online, mm-hmm. it's so thoughtful and it's so like infectious, and I mean that in the best way. You know, some people think the word infectious means like you're going to get sick, but right. You know, like people can get infected by something and just be like so drawn to it, and he's so approachable and everything, and that's why I picked the song of the week, which is "Happier" by Marshmello and Bastille, and you know, we're having some fun here on Springdale Golf Live. You know, it's one of those weeks where. I've got to talk about what's going on in the world. We're going to do our usual tower talk here. And obviously, I'm in a great mood. I love talking to people that want to grow the game similar to Springdale Golf Live. And one of the unique things that's going on right now is that it's February. So now that it's back to February, I'm back in the professional shop at Springdale where I call home on a daily basis other than Fridays at 3 o'clock. And the golf shop's back open. The clubhouse is open. There's new life. It's a new year at the club. It's a very exciting time. We launched a new website this week. All sorts of cool things are going on at the club. And it's time to get re-engaged. And for those of you that, you know, haven't been totally engaged, first of all, shame on you by Springdale Golf Live. But if you haven't, you have totally, totally missed out on a great winter. And you know this, Al, because you've lived through it with me, right?
I have.
The guests that we have had all winter keep getting better and better and better, just like Eric. I mean, last week with Alex Kaplan talking about, you know, what they're going to do, pushing the limits of golf TV coverage. Billy Draddy a couple weeks ago talking about fashion. Riggs from Barstool Sports. We know how popular they are. Oh, yeah. Everything that's surrounding the Super Bowl and the controversy, what those guys are doing. They've had some unbelievable guests on their podcast. I mean, there's so much cool stuff going on in golf. Last week, the Waste Management had like almost, I think it was a little more than 400,000 people attend the golf tournament in 4 days, right? And everyone was wondering why the ratings were down for the Super Bowl. And I told them it was simple. The Super Bowl was in Atlanta and the Waste Management was in Phoenix, Arizona. Everybody was in Phoenix. 400,000 people going to this golf tournament. And that was great for golf. The theater there, the arena on the 16th hole. I just love that stuff. I love it so much. I love the place that golf is in. It's so exciting. You know, I have such tremendous foresight towards where this year is going to go as far as the majors, as far as the condensed season. I just, when I start thinking about it, I just, like, I get goosebumps because back in 2002, I'm going to take you back in time, folks. We're going to do our usual Back to the Future routine here. Marty McFly and Dr. Emmett Brown. Pump up the gigawatts there. Mr. Dr. Emmett Brown. And so we're going back in time to 2002. So the start of the 2002 year, Al, the Super Bowl was played by the Rams and the Patriots. And who won that Super Bowl?
Well, the Patriots.
They generally do, but you are correct. The Patriots. Fast forward ahead to this year, 2019. Rams and the Patriots again. Patriots win. 2002, first major, Augusta National Masters, Tiger wins. Second major of the year, was the U.S. Open, played at Bethpage Black. Tiger wins. Fast forward to 2019. First major of the year will be the Masters again.
Right.
Who knows what will happen? Second major of the year is now the PGA Championship, but it's at Bethpage Black. Same two first sights. Tiger's healthy, playing good. This is why I am so excited about this year. And, you know, Eric got me even more excited, but this is why I'm excited. You know, and I got to tell you a quick personal story, Al. It's been a busy week. With all the things that are going on at the club, all the cool stuff that Ryan, our general manager, that they're doing over there. Just, you know, like I said, the new website, we're going to have a new app, all this cool stuff's going on. We're just getting the season started here. Getting ready for Valentine's Day this week, you know.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day to my wonderful wife, Lori, in advance. At least now I can't forget on Valentine's Day, right?
Well, you could still forget to buy a card.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Okay.
Put that on your list. Are you writing this down? So I got to tell a quick personal story because I had a really cool event that I attended on Wednesday night. So on Wednesday night, across the river in Hudson in New York City, the Metropolitan PGA section, one of their members, Brian Kroll, former president of their section, invited me over to participate in a panel discussion on public speaking and broadcasting and things like that. And then I guess fortunately or unfortunately, there aren't a lot of PGA pros that get in front of the mic and do what I do. So they invited me over and I spent some time on a panel in front of a large group of golf professionals that it was like a continuing education type thing. Just talking about, you know, how it is that I've worked myself into this role and how much I enjoy it and how much I love growing the game. And this I feel is the best way I can do it.
Right.
And we had this great panel discussion. And one of the guys there was Bruce Beck, the famous sportscaster from New York City on NBC. He was fantastic. He told some just amazing, amazing stories. And he was kind of taking control of the panel discussion. And he went to all of us and he went right on down the line. And he's like, everyone tell one embarrassing broadcasting or public speaking story. We were going down. And it was just a great time. And then after that, we shifted over to Sirius XM. And then we did a big broadcast that night, 8 o'clock back. And so I want to thank my good friends over there, the Metropolitan PGA and their section office. But I also want to thank my very good friend, Brian Kroll, and his partner on that show, Frank Darby, for inviting me on. We had a great time talking about golf, fashion, waste management, Super Bowl. It was just really, really a cool opportunity community and a great way to give back. And it was awesome, you know.
Yeah.
Now, one of the reasons that I picked Marshmello, who I didn't even know who this guy was. I thought it was, somebody said it was like DJ Marshmello, and then I was like, I have no idea, right? But I hear the song all the time because I'm driving around the car with my kids, Owen and Abby, and they're like, Dad, put on Hits 1, you know, and I'm like, no, we're going to listen to 920 The Jersey, right? Was that a good plug?
Well, that was a good plug, yeah.
All right, yes. I should have said it in a happier voice, right? So anyway, so we're always listening. So I hear that song all the time, and my son's like, he's like, oh, that's Marshmello. And I'm like, all right, Owen. He's like, who is Marshmello? You know, how's his brother S'mores? You know, what? I have no idea what's going on, right? I'm like your typical dad. You know, when I was his age, I was like, I don't want to be my dad. And I am like, so my dad, I mean, we have the same name. So, I mean, I am so my dad by 45. It's just, it's... the irony kills me. Anyway, so what's interesting about this and where I'm going with this is that one of the reasons I picked that song is that Super Bowl weekend, there's this famous game called Fortnite that all the kids are into. And I talk about this with PGA pros all the time. In order to grow the game of golf, we need to gamify it more. We need to get more involved with video games and what kids and where their attention is these days. I mean, I don't know if like... Stan Lee has sadly passed away, but if he was still alive, I'd be like, could you give me like a golf pro Marvel superhero? You know, that's what I would, that would be like my request of him. I need something. I need George Lucas to come back and, you know, and give me, you know, like Han Solo Woods or something like that. You know, I mean, this is what I need, you know, Tiger Skywalker. There you go. I need Tiger Skywalker. Right. So on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, this famous game Fortnite, they had a live concert with Marshmello.
Right.
Okay. This is a video game. They had a live concert, right? And this, it, folks, just bear with me. I got a point. It's coming, right? Okay. This is really important when you start to talk about how to grow the game of golf. And, mm-hmm. and it made a huge impact on me. And I want to share it with all of you because if we all start thinking this way and we start thinking the way that Eric thinks, we are going to grow this game because we are going to engage a larger audience. So they had this live concert on. And it's live, but it's on the video game. But everyone goes online to play the video game.
Oh, yeah.
So they have like a Central Park type setting there. I don't need it. Fortnite has all these names and worlds and everything. I have no idea. You know, it's like Dungeons and Dragons. You got me, right? So long and the short is that they have 10 million players come on and attend this concert.
Mm-hmm.
The largest attended rock concert ever. 10 million players.
Wow.
Okay. That's how engaged when we gamify things and we really catch people's attention, right? And this is what, you know, like we always call down to the PGA of America down in, you know, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. And anyone that wants to listen, all of my PGA pros or anyone, he or she that grows the game, you have got to gamify it in 2019. 10 million subscribers, players, I'm not going to say kids because there's adults there too. Mm-hmm. They all logged on and they all went and listened to this concert. So my question and my challenge to all of you is, what concert are you going to put on this year? How are you going to make it valuable to an audience? How are you going to cross over to some fans that didn't exist before at your club, at your facility, at wherever? Okay, that's what we need to do, and we could be our own DJ Marshmello.
Oh, yeah.
And we could sit there around the campfire, and a year from now we can celebrate all of our concerts and have just an amazing opportunity to grow the game in 2019, because it's starting off hot, baby. And mm-hmm. I love it. And speaking of hot, I have got to mention our sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
Because they give us so much love week in and week out, Al, that without a doubt, you know, usually you hit me with the music at the end because I've got so many thoughts going on. I'm trying to squeeze in, but I can see the look that you're giving me right now. But first and foremost, I got to thank all the hard work they're doing over the New Jersey Golf Foundation and all their support. They're growing the game. They're having their concerts, and I know they're listening, and they're going to get DJ Marshmello playing a little bit music, just like mm-hmm. we're going to hear in a little bit. My friends across the river, their headquarters there in New York City, Summit Golf Brands. You know, that's your folks at Fairway and Green, B-Drad, E-Zero Restriction, EP Pro New York. My man Jimmy at FH Wadsworth, you know, new sponsor to the show, great guy. Folks, I guess I got to turn you over to Dan Beyer and Aaron Torres filling in for Doug Gottlieb.
Yes, sir.
Thank you to all my listeners, my producer Al Brooks, Springdale Board of Governors, and Troon. Most importantly, I love my listeners. I'm heading to Springdale, but where are you headed? Well, let the tower be your guide. And from Princeton to Pebble Beach, may you all have a Springdale day.
You've been listening to Springdale Golf Live with Keith Stewart. Keith returns to the tee next Friday afternoon at 3 on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.